program for Friday, Wallace. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Hope you've been following us this week and even longer as we've been talking now for a month upon this subject of the reality of God and His awesome, wonderful attributes, and then responding in the appropriate way to these attributes and the reality of God. And yesterday we said the only way we can appropriately respond to God is with our all, because He is all, He is everything. And today I would like to say, as we sum out our thoughts here, we become like the God that we worship. In the Bible we find that God is power, He's stability, purity, love, and goodness. All of these things. And when we worship a God like that, those characteristics will be in our lives like the Almighty God of eternity. We will find strength and stability. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." If we look to the great, awesome God of eternity, who is from everlasting to everlasting, we will be filled with power and also love and a sound mind, as God is love and as God is wisdom and God is all-knowing. In Galatians chapter 6, again, verse 22 and 23, the Holy Spirit that comes into our lives produces all these qualities that point back to God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. All right, we become like the God that we worship. And if we worship the God of love, the God of power, we will know stability and love. And the God of holiness and purity, we will be pure and holy, because He says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." Then people who worship the God of materialism, or the so-called Almighty Dollar, they have different response, different ways they respond than this. They become perhaps high-minded. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17, Paul told Timothy to tell the rich people, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." All right, the rich were charged that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Since their God is not almighty, He says, uncertain riches. We have a tendency to let materialism become our God. In fact, in Colossians 3, verse 5, and also Ephesians 5, 5, it says covetousness, which is idolatry. So there's a great danger there in being diverted from the true God to materialism and mammon, as Jesus would call it in Matthew 6, verse 24. He says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon," or materialism. And thus he goes on to show how that people who trust in materialism will have lives filled with worry. And he tells his disciples not to be worried and to consider the lily of the field and the fowls of the air and how that God takes care of them. And as they trust God and look to the God of eternity, they will know stability. But those who look to materialism will have worry and anxiety in their lives. And then some people profess to believe in the true God, but they deny Him by their works. That's what Paul said to Titus in Titus 1:16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. They deny God by their works. And even in Romans 2, verse 24, Paul talked about some who professed to be following God, but they had made the name of God a curse word. And he says in 24, "For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, even as it is written." By professing one thing and doing another, they brought dishonor to God. Let's not deny the God of eternity. He is all, and the way we live should be a responding with our all. If we have inferior concepts of God, it will produce inferior results in our lives. God is real. Let Him be real in your life. And thank you for listening.